Hello everybody and welcome to another episode of Sweet Bus. How are you guys going? My baby boy Martin just made 1 month and not a lot of things are happening in Bisbee because, like it or not, having a baby is a full-time job. Anyway, for today I wanted to discuss a bit about the recruitment and digitalization of Bisbee solutions. Hey guys, Dan Chodimkov here and you're listening to Sweet Bus, scaling a digital B2B business. For all the entrepreneurs, business owners and CEOs, this is your moment to radiate positive energy. Because if I can do it, so can you. In this podcast, I'm sharing my thoughts, opinions and everyday experience in the business world. But I'm letting you glance into my personal life too. So stay tuned because this episode may be the epiphany that you're looking for. So before COVID, I was a really believer in having offices physical with people physically in it. And you know, that has really good advantages, especially when it comes to communication, when it comes to team building, when it comes to when you need multiple department meeting where you're just going to grab someone from marketing, someone from sales and from execution and just have the whiteboard in front of you. And we even bought office space here in the capital of Skopje. However, COVID hit, we know how that happened, and it was for several years, so we all had to work from home. Fast forward 4 years, miracles happened. I mean, if you asked me before COVID whether Bisbee can be a digital company, I would always say no. A company needs to have an office, needs to have people and everything. Fast forward 4 years, I'm like, how can we double down on the digitalization? I mean, we already have from Macedonia, from different cities, people that work. Like in Kavalerci, we have 3 people. In Sveti Nikoli, we have 1. So it is already not just in the capital. And now in January 2023, as we were building the strategy for how we're going to grow Bisbee, I was like, well, when are we just going to move international? I mean, yes, if we have several people that are working from different cities, why is different whether it's in Belgrade in Serbia or in Sveti Nikola in Macedonia? And the difference is that after COVID, I put some effort in bringing people back to the office, but there was a lot of struggles. It was like, why should people drive through 2 buses just to get to work while they're more efficient working at home? And there was some merit there. I think that they got the point. Why should they bother driving by car, traffics, and all the headaches just to get to an office and then lose a lot of time when, in honesty, some people are far more productive when it comes from home? So we've posted a job ad now and we said, well, let's start growing Bisbee into the international direction. So Macedonia has 2 million population in total. So I was like, well, if we just add Serbia as additional HR target market, it has additional 8 million people. And that idea kind of stuck with me. So the coming period, we will try to recruit from multiple countries. And by multiple countries, in my head, is that we had quite a lot of opportunities for SDRs and for sales campaigns, but since the client was targeting the DACH region, which is Deutschland, Germany, Austria and Switzerland, they wanted to do the campaign in German. And we don't have currently a German-speaking SDR, so we had to reject those opportunities. Or we had a lot of projects that were looking for Spanish or French in order to target some specific geography. And now, if we move to having a digital company, if we move away from the offices, we would be able to hire an SDR from France, we would be able to hire an SDR from Germany, someone that speaks the languages, and we would be able even to hire people from USA. Because even now, for us, it's a headache. When I wake up early in the morning, we have to surf Australia because it's afternoon for them, so we have to be communicating with Australia. Daytime, we actually work with Europe, which majority of our clients are, but then in the afternoon, we have to work with the US, making our lives really hard. However, by having international team, well, we can hire SDRs from the US that's going to work on the US working time, and we can hire even SDRs in Australia that's going to work in that working time. And I know that everybody's thinking, yeah, growing internationally is quite easy. Well, it isn't. The only reason we are able to do it at this point in BSB, 7 years down the road, is that we did the legwork. We started in office. We started building the processes, the systems, and how we market, how we sell, how we onboard clients, how we execute the services. And that's not it. Based on that, I was able to create the academy, which is now the starting point for internationalization. I don't even know to pronounce that word. But now that when we have the academy, we can start recruiting internationally, because we can say, well, you know what? Here is the academy. It's a accumulation of 7 years of effort on everything that we know on lead generation. So go with it. Here is a mentor one-on-one to work with you to sort out all the specifics. And yes, we have an employee. 4 years ago, we were unable to do that because we didn't have the videos, we didn't have the tutorials, we didn't have the handbooks, the templates, the processes. So if I made a move to start recruiting in Serbia, it would be the biggest mistake, because I would have to travel every day or every week at least once to Belgrade and talk with the team from scratch. And now having the academy and the book, the majority of the onboarding process, HR onboarding in this case, is already taken away. Imagine how much effort and time saving that can be. So now that we had that part, and which was actually September, October, when did we have the prospecting summit with the launch of the academy, now we have the door so we can open for international employees. And I'm hoping that in 2023 and 2024, BSB's office will become obsolete. I mean, if we have employees all around the world, why do we need physical space in Skopje? And I have a different headache now. What I'm supposed to do with that offices? There is a mortgage on them, but should I rent them and at least cover the mortgage? Or should I just sell them? Because as we are moving forward in this direction, it will become less and less usable. Which brings to all the new headaches that we're going to get as an international digital company. Well, even now, once a month, we're doing some team buildings with the team. We invite the people from Kavalarci, from Sveti Nikolet, we come in Skopje, do different kinds of games like laser hunt, we do ping pong, billiard, and games. And we are still bringing together as a team. However, having a full international, it brings us back to during COVID time. During COVID time, we had to figure out a way how to do team buildings, whether to do some online activities or online games or some physical things that are shipped to the employees so they can open it. And then on a Zoom, we can play like, for Easter, we had who's going to have the best eggs, or for Halloween, I think who's going to have the best mask or something like that. But it takes us to the next chapter in the growth of the business. And having a digital company that does not depend on a physical world would also open different opportunities. Having the academy, being able to actually hire people internationally and go them through the academy process and mentorship process and becoming a fully equipped SDR employee at BSB, also adds on the valuation of the company. It's one thing when we're selling, offering a company, Macedonian-based company with headquarters in Skopje, compared to valuating an international companies with employees from around the world. That is a really smart move, and I had to share it with you guys. Especially because the other podcasts are what I'm currently doing, and I'm usually sorting out contracts, sorting out proposals, and there are so many moving parts that I usually do. But now, with the new baby, I'm slowing down, significantly slowing down my activities, because, like it or not, family first. We have to put some effort in the family, especially now, because, I mean, come on, it's like a few weeks, a month old baby, so it had needs. And there was a nice saying that it was like it takes a village to raise a kid, and they had a good point there. Just on your own, it's really hard to grow a kid, and I'm so blessed because my mother, my wife's mother, they were coming here, they were helping it, because without it, I would have been even further stuck. But anyway, the current plan is that for the next few months, I'll just slow down a bit. I'm gonna take a step back and doing some more strategic moves, like deciding to hire internationally, like finishing all the books that are waiting on me to finally finish it. And those kind of non-critical tasks, but that are really strategic on the long term. And maybe that should be my future position, non-critical strategic position, because that's how I know that I can take days off without hurting the business, and I can focus only on the key strategic activities that are needed to further grow the business. So, back to you guys. A simple question. Have you considered growing the company as a fully digital, fully international? Especially the software development or the marketing agencies are companies that, yeah, they can work as a in a physical office, or it can be a digital one. And do you have the prerequisites to become a digital company? And don't get me wrong, having an office has its values and its benefits. But at some point, when the digital overcomes the physical benefits, that's the point when you start thinking about moving the company digital. That's all I had for today, guys. Do have a great day, and we stay in touch. Thanks for tuning in, guys. If you enjoyed the episode, then do subscribe. Oh, and you can tell a friend too. Don't miss out on the previous or the upcoming episodes on podcast.bizbsolution.com. If you have a question or just really want to say hi, feel free to do so on my social media profiles. Connect with me or DM me on LinkedIn or Facebook. Did you know that my book, Sweet Leads, is an Amazon bestseller? Well, grab your Kindle or printed copy on Amazon.